So my talk today is on discrimination, anxiety, and religious involvement on Asian Americans from the data set called ENLIS, and it is ENLIS. Goes on and on. National Latino and Asian American Studies. And I'm just going to focus on the Asian American component today. No relationships to disclose. Learning objectives, there's three. We're going to look at how acculturation affects discrimination and healthcare in Asian Americans. Second, we're going to look at how disparities in mental health care exist among minority populations living in the U.S. And last, we're going to look at the ways that religious factors affect generalized anxiety disorder, or GAD, or anxiety, that's how I'll refer to it later on, and self-rated mental health in Asian Americans. Briefly, some background. I'm sorry, I have a cough. I haven't slept well. You know how it is when you travel. So Asian American women underuse mental health service, and they're less likely to seek mental health service than white women. Asian American women have higher depression scores and less physical activities than their male counterparts. And they are deterred from seeking mental health care or following treatment guidelines for mental health. Some may exhibit psychosomatic complaints, backaches, headaches, that are masked as mental health problems. And they may not be recognized by their healthcare providers. Their health beliefs, according to Dr. I, tends to be more holistic view, more physical and mental health combined together. And our recent study that was published last year showed that Asian Americans who self-report discrimination, they have lower levels of health-seeking satisfaction. Some healthcare barriers, I think it was addressed by the last two speakers. I'll just reiterate that real quick. Language definitely is a difference in proficiency. Native-borns, of course, speak better, no accent, comparing with the foreign-born folks. Stigma attached, of course, to mental health. Cultural beliefs, some may feel pressure to keep any mental health illness private. They don't want to fear, I mean, they fear being perceived as labeled crazy or losing faith in their community. Providers, some healthcare providers may not be culturally sensitive or cognizant of the somatic complaints that the Asians have. And of course, good old gatekeepers, insurance company, will keep some from getting referrals to specialists such as healthcare, mental health specialists. Two hypotheses that I'm going to be looking at. The first one is how religious factors affect GAD and mental health in Asian Americans, and then how acculturation issues, such as English proficiency or nativity, may be related to better health outcomes and affects discrimination. So briefly, let's look at what discrimination is. It's general experiences of routine unfair treatment or experience with racial bias enacted by others towards you. Study by Noe and Casper shows that significant association between perceived discrimination against Korean immigrants and depressive symptoms. Nativity plays a role. Nativity is just how long you've been living in the U.S. So the more time in the U.S. we found, the more discrimination they self-report. English proficiency, again, limited English and accent. Patients seeking help, they speak with an accent, you know, foreign language, limited English, may trigger some sort of discrimination and also affect the type of mental health that's being used. Self-reported discrimination and poor mental health, plenty of studies out there on that. Discrimination even encountered in home buying. You know, Asian Americans have the same rate of discrimination as African Americans, a study by Taylor. Number six, self-reported discrimination associated with substance use, David Chase study. And Dr. I's study, religious attendance is inversely associated with the diagnosis of major depression after you control for demographics, acculturation factors. So acculturation, it is the adoption of attitudes, values, and behaviors, including language ability, of the dominant culture. Years living in the U.S. affects self-report discrimination. The more acculturated you are to a new culture, there seems to be an increase in discrimination encountered. And you pointed out refugees. Asian refugees are more likely to report depressive symptoms than Asian immigrants who voluntarily come to the U.S. And but then Asian immigrants also have lower rates of discrimination compared with U.S. born. So it's best to be Asian refugees as far as mental health goes. Methods. The National Latino and Asian American Studies, or NLAS, is part of an NIH study called CPES, the National Collaborative Psychiatric Epidemiologic Studies. And there's a total of three studies. The first one is the National Comorbidity Survey Replication Kessler study that he started in the 90s. And then NSAL, which is National Survey of American Life by William Jackson, and that's for blacks, and then NLAS for Latino and Asian Americans. So NLAS was from 2002 and 2003. And the NLAS survey population, the Asians were stratified into Chinese, Filipino, Vietnamese, and then everybody else, or other Asians, are all lumped together. The survey population, there were 2,095 Asian Americans 18 years and older. They were all included in the studies, and weights were used to correct for sampling biases. Core sampling were in metropolitan areas of the whole U.S., and then secondary samplings from groupings of census blocks of greater than 5% density. Okay, procedures. So participants were recruited by first, they were contacted with an introductory letter and a study brochure, and then they were followed by screening, and then scheduling, and then interviewing after that. The interviews were conducted by trained bilingual interviewers with linguistic backgrounds similar to those of the target populations. And then there were face-to-face interviews as well as telephone interviews. The endless instruments were available in English, Spanish, Chinese, Tagalog, and Vietnamese. And then for quality control, there were random samples. They were collected of the completed interviews. They were contacted to validate the data. Okay, measures, independent variables, missing an S, religious factors. So we look at religious affiliation. Endless is not... they didn't focus on religion, so there's very few questions on that. Mainly it was focused on mental health. So therefore, religious affiliations were divided up into Catholic, Protestant, no religion, and other religions. So pretty limited. And then religious attendance, how often you attend church, temples, and so on. Dependent variables, the anxiety and self-reported mental health. And then the control variables, the demographics, let's see. And then acculturation variables, measured by English proficiency, how well you speak, write, and read English. Discrimination were asked with 9 questions, asking the day-to-day life, how often these things happen to you. For example, one of the questions was, how are you treated? Were you treated with less courtesy than other people? And then, you know, 1 would be never, and 2 would be at least, you know, once a week or something, and then number 6 would be almost every day. And then the reason for discrimination were measured by what do you think was the main reason for these differences? And then the responses, they would choose from my ancestry, national origin, ethnicity, my gender, my sex, my race, age, sexual orientation, or my weight was the reason. perceived. Control variables, those demographics there, age, gender, income, employment, acculturation variables, English proficiency, U.S. born, how long they've been living in the U.S., discrimination. Okay, results. Mean age is 41. The sample, as I mentioned before, is 2095, broken down there by Chinese, Filipino. Chinese is the most because there's a lot of Chinese out there. U.S. born were 40% approximately. Education level ranges from fourth grade to less than 17 years. Education, the mean education was 13.7. For anxiety, it ranges, it's about 2%. The numbers do get bigger as we go along on these tables. Okay, so mean standard deviations there. Bivariate analyses, it's not shown on here, but the rates of anxiety was about the same for both Christians and non-Christians, about 1.5 to non-Christian is 1.7%. But Christian and Asian Americans had better self-rated mental health than their non-Christian counterparts. And we also found that religious attendance were inversely correlated with a diagnosis of anxiety, but correlated positively with self-rated mental health. Table 2, multiple regression, examines whether religious attendance added any predictive power to anxiety and self-rated mental health. So step 1, we did two steps. Step 1 shows significantly predicted the anxiety for the sample. And also being male is good because it decreased the odds of anxiety and level of discrimination. Being male decreased the odds of anxiety, and then each level of discrimination encounter increases the odds of anxiety. Step 2, the only difference is we added religious attendance to step 2, and it shows religious attendance predicted anxiety above and beyond the predictors in table 1. One unit change of religious attendance was associated with the participants being less likely to be diagnosed with anxiety. So within the whole group, more participants experienced discriminations reported having an anxiety diagnosis, but those who attended religious services are less likely to report discrimination. See, the numbers do get bigger. Okay, ethnic groups. Religious affiliations, like I mentioned before, is just Protestant, Catholic, other religion, and no religion. You can see that Chinese stands out with having the most no religion. And Filipinos, mainly Catholic, no surprise there. Vietnamese, other religion, kind of dominate. I guess Buddhism, probably most likely being one of them. And other Asians, again, also the most is other religion. Table 4 shows religious attendance, how often they attend. Again, Chinese have the most, never attended any religious places. And Filipinos, regular goers weekly or greater than once a week. It's about 48% there, the bottom two number in Filipino. Vietnamese, less than one a month, is about 36%. And other Asians, never attended, no doubt, at 27%. So results. Hypothesis 1, discrimination attributed to race and or gender issues negatively affects satisfaction with the health services received. Our result shows that levels of discrimination is not a predicting level, does not predict the level of satisfaction. However, the reason of discrimination is perceived because of race, ethnicity, or gender leads to a lower level of satisfaction. So it kind of supported the hypothesis. Hypothesis 2 is supported. Acculturation issues, such as English proficiency or nativity, may be related to better health service seeking outcomes. conclusions. Discrimination perceived by minorities may impose a negative impact in general. However, for minority women, if the discrimination is perceived because of being a woman or being a minority, then the satisfaction of service seeking is lower. The perceived reason for discrimination is especially noted, and we need to not only study discrimination, but investigate the perceived reason at a deeper level and more culture-oriented perspective. Religious affiliation, of course, has a positive effect on self-rated mental health. Religious affiliations and attendance, of course, predicts mental health. So among Asian Americans, you know, the rates of mental health is low in general, but they are unique in how they manifest themselves in among Asian Americans. Limitation cross-sectional survey, of course, so findings don't inform causality. Sample size, we oversample certain groups, you know, Filipinos, Chinese, and Vietnamese. So we excluded certain groups, you know, like East Indians and Koreans and Japanese. So it's unclear whether the extent to our findings can be generalized to other Asian American subgroups. Characteristics of healthcare providers, that's unfortunate that they didn't ask, you know, certain analysts didn't ask important items on the characteristics of the healthcare providers, like, you know, is your provider a male or female, or their race, you know, which plays a role, and their age. So, discussion in summary, current studies demonstrate that race and gender-based discrimination, as well as several acculturation-related variables, like years in the U.S. and employment, are significant predictors of satisfaction of service seeking among Asian Americans. Result shows a suppressing effect of religious attendance. These patterns suggest that future studies could look at the relationship between religious involvement and mental health in relation to cultural differences among Asian Americans. And then if you're interested in males studying Asian American males, we have an article coming out in Journal of Men's Health at the end of this year on Asian American men, similar to number 2, except it's men. Thank you.